Do you want to know the history of the Radler?
Sure.
Radler means cyclist
no
in German.
No way!
It's a fact.
I haven't learned that word yet.
Okay, so 1920s, an innkeeper named Franz Kugler in the small town of Diesenhofen, just outside of Munich, to cater to the surge in cyclists, he created a bicycle trail from Munich through the woods up to his inn.
Munich? Munich is pronounced München.
I wish you had never started to learn German.
Carry on.
Okay, on a beautiful June day in 1922, mm-hmm. a large number of cyclists made their way to his inn.
Uh-oh.
Do you care to hazard a guess?
They ran out of beer and thus they had to cut it with juice?
They ran out of beer. He had to cut it with lemon soda.
Oh, that sounds like a Wilson 2.0.
Right? But have you guessed how many cyclists would make an inn?
Cut beer with juice?
Yeah. We're talking Germans. Serious about their beer.
Yeah.
Times call for desperate measures.
I'd be anxious about giving them something that isn't just beer.
How many people on this beautiful June day in 1922?
30.
13,000.
What? Come on. Are you serious?
Young Rebecca just fell off her chair. According to legend, 13,000 cyclists made their way to Kugler's Inn. He found himself quickly running out of beer, decided to blend it with lemon soda, creating the Radler.
Huh.
Tastes great, and at 2.5%, you can still cycle home.
Yeah. Because you're only getting a thimbleful.
Right?
On account of running out.
Cue the music. Good time to mention that I'm Rebecca.
And I'm Paige.
And this is
Made From What's Left.
Made From What's Left.
Because I shout too much.
You're aggressive. Several weeks ago, we went on a beer tour.
Yeah.
And it was so successful.
Wildly.
That we gone and done it again.
We did. And this would be like the brewery tour two, or as I like to call it, the brewery tour.
Nope.
Terrible, right?
What was the last one called? We sip, stumble, and savor?
Sip, savor, and stumble.
Yeah. This Where one's called we? Tapping into the creativity of Winnipeggers.
No.
No, it's no. not.
It's this not. One's called...
Part two.
Yeah.
Wherein?
We tour the brewers.
We toured breweries. We did not tour any rural breweries. God, that's difficult.
It's for another day.
Okay, so we did tour breweries.
We did tour.
We did have a chauffeur.
Mm-hmm.
Shout
yes.
out to Holly.
Shout out to Holly.
Safety first, because I think by our second flight,
we needed
by it. The first beer of our second flight, we needed adult supervision and a chauffeur.
Good neighbor, our first stop might say we needed adult supervision at our first stop.
That's probably true.
Mm-hmm.
Should we talk about Good Neighbor?
Let's do it. Let's start there.
I've got notes. Good Neighbor is the first all-female and 2SLGBTQ+ owned and all-female operated brewery in Manitoba and one of just a small few in Canada.
That's so cool.
So they're special on many levels. They're
yeah.
unique. They're to be celebrated.
And great beer.
Great beer.
And great service. I would like to go out on a limb and say,
mm-hmm.
best service of the day.
Of the day.
And we had great service
everywhere.
Almost everywhere we went.
Yep.
I would say. But Morgan knocked it out of the park.
Did you know that Morgan and Amber started the company in the spring of 2021?
She was an owner?
Yes. That's why you should have been nicer to
her. Oh, I wasn't nice. I was annoying.
That was Morgan. She's very knowledgeable.
Oh, I really liked her. Yes. I really liked her. I, to the point where I asked for her name.
Yes.
Because I wanted to know who was giving us such great service.
And when you wrote the letter saying, dear owner, please give Morgan a raise.
You mean when I wrote the Google review? So I can read it today?
They did their contact brewing at Oxus when they started up.
Okay. Oxus, that's out Pemina?
No. No, I think it's north.
Oh.
In the north side of the city.
Okay, so we're...
Like kind of industrial north-ish.
So that's maybe on a different tour. We did the airport loop.
We did do the airport loop.
Good
starting neighbor. At Good Neighbor, because yeah. for us, if we had to go to the airport, we would probably drive past Good Neighbor on the way.
Yes. Yep.
In April of 2021, they released their first Good Neighbor beers. Hazy Pale Ale, a Bumbleberry Milkshake Sour, and the Czech Premium Pale Lager.
Oh, I can't wait to talk about that Czech Premium.
And since then, they've brewed over 100 beers.
What?
And
what year?
Reminder, this has only been 2 years. April 2021 till now.
Holy shit.
Do we know how they spent their pandemic?
Loaded.
The Good Neighbor Brewery Tasting Room and Bottle Shop is located at 110 Sherbrooke Street. Do you know when it opened?
No.
3 weeks ago.
Okay, so I have something about that.
Something to tell me about that they opened 3 weeks ago?
Yeah, kind of ish.
I just wanted to give listeners some context.
Okay.
It is in the old Stella's Bakery
right. location. Yes. And then what's that adjacent?
116.
116
Sherbrooke.
Is what?
It's called 116.
Yeah.
It is the tap room for Good Neighbor at the front. And at the back, it's Two Hands Dining Room.
Oh. So in Good Neighbor,
yes.
there's a bar.
Yes.
With some seating, but that's not the tap room.
That's space. The tasting room.
Oh.
Brewery, tasting room, and bottle shop. So they must be doing some brewing in there.
Do you want to give listener an idea what the difference is between a tap room and a tasting room?
No.
Okay, good, because I don't know the difference.
No, I can tell you the difference between a tap room and a brew pub.
Yes, I can tell you that.
But a tasting room and a tap room, I think maybe synonymous.
Weird MBLL rules or requirements.
Perhaps. I know that they do have to provide snacks. Yes. So you can get a selection of Miss Vicky's chips.
We found out.
But if you want more food variety, you would go next door to 116.
Cool. Into the back.
They serve food up in the front area as well.
Right. Okay.
Throughout.
All right.
Throughout the space.
And they are bracketing a really beautiful little patio.
They are. It's the old Stella's patio.
I never sat on that when it was Stella's.
No. It's got the beautiful mural along one side.
The last time we were there, mm-hmm. we had some sort of boozy blueberry tea thing.
Sure.
Am I making this up?
No. Was it actually blueberry tea?
Yeah, but with booze in it, I think.
Well, blueberry tea is like orange pekoe tea and Grand Marnier.
Oh.
And it magically tastes like blueberries.
Well, then that's what it was.
That's what we had.
I think so.
Yeah.
And maybe like some sort of a sinful dessert. Anyway, this is not the topic.
No. It's not why we're here.
Yeah.
Here to talk about Good Neighbor.
Yeah.
Do you want a fun fact about Good Neighbor?
Yeah.
Before we talk about their beers?
I do.
In 2021, they had the idea to pop up. That is what now the beer can at the Granite Curling
no
Pub.
No way.
So that was their concept, to get a sea can, make it into a pop-up patio.
Cool. So were they the first at the beer can?
Yes. I think they had like partners in the venture.
Neat. Oh.
And they took part for at least 2, if not all 3 years.
Well, that's really cool.
So that there we go.
Is a fun fact.
Good Neighbor Brewing, neighbor with a U, .com.
For
is where you can find out more
international
about
international listeners to the south.
So we had a flight plus a little bonus.
Yes.
Do you want to talk about the little bonus first?
We should, because we had it first.
Okay.
Let me flip to that sheet.
You tell us what that is, because I have abbreviated notes.
I have very abbreviated notes.
Did you remember the full name of that beer?
I have
it. You had so much trouble dealing with?
Well, I think it needs a name. So anyway, the first treat we had
yes.
was the Czech Premium Pale Lager.
Yes.
Mlíko.
Mlíko.
Not Milko.
M-L-I-K-O.
M-L-I-K-O, which is the Czech word for, yeah, you guessed it.
Milk.
Spelled M-I-L-K. And you can choose to have it poured in 3 ways.
Yes.
One is...
All beer.
All beer. One is half beer, half foam, and the other is all foam.
And you got to move fast when it's all foam.
You got to move fast. And we had the all foam pour.
We had a baby.
We had a baby, which was, what, $1.50?
Yeah.
For, which, by the way, is a really good price, I think.
For a little shot of something, something.
Yeah. And so it was an all foam pour.
Yeah.
Of their Czech Premium Pale Lager.
And the deal is you're supposed to drink it in one sip.
One continuous sip, regardless of whether you get the baby or the 10 ounce.
Was that 10? That was, I don't remember. It was a big something. One. Like a 20 ounce?
It was big enough. Yeah. It was big enough that one sip would have been challenging.
Yeah.
So this has a, is it IBV of 4.5?
No.
What's the liquor one?
The liquor one is the alcohol by volume. The
ABV. Has an ABV of 4.5.
IBV. No.
International British IBU. Units.
IBU is International Bittering Units.
Bittering. I always bittering. Try to turn it into British. I have no idea why.
International British.
The International British Units.
You've seen too much Austin Powers. So this was a 4.5.
Yes.
Although I feel having it just a giant mouthful of foam.
Yes.
You're not going to be impaired.
No.
After one baby Mlika.
You're sure not. Mliko.
Mliko. Mlika? Mliko.
Mliko.
Mliko. We're learning to pronounce.
Slowly.
What did you think of it?
I thought it was great. It was creamy.
Yep.
It was frothy.
Yep.
It made you feel like you had a big milk mustache, but you didn't.
Yep.
Unless you had a mustache.
And then the beer itself was very biscuity.
Creamy and foamy, and the whole one sip challenge was accepted, and I think we met the challenge.
I thought that the taste afterwards was biscuity. I've mentioned biscuity. That already. I just you want did. To say it over and over.
Yeah, biscuity.
Yeah, it had like a biscuity kind of malty sort of.
It's a pilsner. Did we mention that?
You probably did.
No, I didn't. But it's a pilsner.
Didn't you read the whole name of it?
Nope. Yeah, the whole name does not have the word pilsner in it.
Okay.
Because it's actually called Czech Premium Pale Lager. But it is a pilsner.
Lager a pilsner?
I don't know these things. I'm a noob. What I can tell you is I really enjoyed it. And I do tend to enjoy pilsners. So this one was is right up there for me. Are you Googling?
Well, I just wanted to give you a little something something.
Oh, boy.
What is the difference between lager and pilsner?
Please tell me.
Pilsner is actually a type of lager named after the Czech city Plzeň. Plzeň.
Plzeň?
Well, it needs a vowel. It's P-L-Z-E-N.
Plzeň.
Plzeň.
We're learning to pronounce.
Pilsners tend to have more hop-forward flavors as they used a different yeast.
Okay.
Ultimately, pilsners are just spicier, more hoppy lagers.
Oh, I wouldn't. That's really interesting because I never think of a pilsner as being spicy and hoppy. But anyway.
Sure.
Very good.
It was very good. It was fun.
I think I would struggle with the larger glass of beer.
Oh, I could have done it.
In one sip.
The thing is, the longer you wait, the more liquid settles out of that foam. Right?
Yeah.
So you got to get them right when they're poured.
Yeah.
And get them down your gob.
Yes. Gob.
Get them down your gob.
Make it sound good.
But it was super fun.
Yeah, that was good.
And then we had a flight.
We did. We shared a flight.
All right. So the one that you wish it had a new name, hit me.
Okay. That one is called, that wasn't the first thing we tried though. But
do you need it to be the first thing we tried?
No, it doesn't matter. Small batch dry hopped American pale ale unfiltered.
Yes.
So my only recommendation to Good Neighbor, and like this is coming from a place of no knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
That needs a snappier name.
Right, but then you're still gonna have to tell people what it is.
But then you put that in the write up. Let's name
so
it.
So the SBDHAMPA.
The SBDHAMPAU in brackets.
Yeah, 5%.
Let's name it. Let's call it No Name. They should have called it No Name.
Let's call it Morgan.
No, we'll name it after the owner.
Oh, can I just say before we talk about the beers that we drank?
Yeah.
Morgan gave us a very detailed description of each beer.
Yeah.
With tasting notes.
Yeah.
And a little bit into how they were produced.
She knew all the details.
She had all the details.
And
it was interesting. And in no way was it like lady-splaining.
It wasn't. And it also wasn't like when the server comes over to your table at a restaurant and tells you about the specials that you don't care to know about.
Just a bunch of jargon.
Yeah, it wasn't just a bunch of jargon. It was actually like, this is what we've made it out of. This is what you're going to probably taste when you're tasting
it. This is what to expect.
Yeah, she was very knowledgeable.
And bang on, because I thought that the small batch dry hopped American Pale Ale, unfiltered.
In brackets.
Had some good citrusy notes.
Citrusy.
I got a lot of citrus out of that. I thought it was really easy drinking.
Yeah.
And that is probably the beer that I would bring.
To a party.
To a party.
If you don't know.
If I didn't know, like, I wouldn't bring it to your house necessarily because I know what you would drink. But if I didn't know the group and I wanted, like, a beery beer.
It hits that.
It hits that, but elevated.
For the record, you can bring this one.
Yes.
To my house. There's a few you can't.
Yes. I think there's at least two from Good Neighbor that I could bring to your house.
Yeah.
If not three. But I'd have to run with that, Melissa.
Run. No, you just bring it in the can and then just do a very high level, like from a high level pour.
Sure. A hard pour.
Yeah, a hard pour. My notes on the beer that still doesn't have a name as far as I'm concerned is hoppy, but you said no to that.
It was hoppy.
It was? Okay.
It's like a dry hop.
So hoppy with a bit, so a little bit of bitterness, not too much.
Mm-hmm.
It was refreshing and drinkable and enjoyable, and these are all the things that I want in a beer.
It wasn't like a punch you in the face, like...
Like an IPA.
IPA.
Yeah, yeah.
It was hoppy, but it wasn't bitter.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
I was down with that.
Two thumbs up, or however many thumbs you have.
There were all of them. All the thumbs.
All of the thumbs.
All the thumbs went up.
Next up,
strawberry guava sour.
Yeah,
not a favorite of yours.
We have a history.
Don't like a sour.
No, and it was sour power hour. Holy smokes!
Did you find that really sour?
Yeah,
I found it not too sour.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I have been like slapped across the face with a sour, and I thought that one was like a. It had a creaminess that I think offset the sour.
Okay.
Fruity.
There was fruit in the background for me. But
yeah.
The sour kind of overpowered the sweet, the fruit.
I think I got more strawberry than guava, but I actually don't know what guava tastes like.
Oh, really?
I don't think so.
This is just a concept?
Well, I remember having guava a lot when I was in Hawaii, but that was 1981. It was usually in like a fruit punch.
Mm-hmm.
And so the flavor that I couldn't quite put my finger on, I think was guava.
Do we just need to get some guava so you can just have this question answered for the rest of your life?
Maybe.
This one
had lacto...
Bacillus? Did it really?
Bacillus, yeah.
Oh.
Which is the souring.
Yeah, yeah. That makes sense.
But it also explains the creaminess. Young Rebecca nods in agreement.
This is the point at which I tasted the... passion fruit hop water, which is a non-alcoholic option at Good Neighbor.
That they, I don't think they brew it. They produce it themselves and can it.
Okay.
Refreshing option for summertime.
Yeah. A fan fave.
Yep. Our chauffeur picked up a few cans.
She did. Yeah. She took some home.
I did not try. I did not partake.
It was probably smart not to. I think that's something that you have to try when you're not drinking beer.
Yeah. I had some of the Winnipeg tap in between sips of
agua. Okay, so then moving on.
To the first rice beer of the day.
Yes.
We had two rice beers.
We did.
Rice is nice.
Yeah.
The small batch cold tea.
This was my favorite, maybe, from here.
Mm-hmm.
I've never had a beer with brewed tea in it.
Right.
This was very cool. Also, yeah. I don't know that if I ever had a rice beer. Or, well, I mean, I must have had a rice beer, but not from a smaller brewery in Winnipeg anyway.
Well, some of the, like, big beers, I think they use rice as, like, an adjunct. Like an additive.
A professor?
Yes.
Okay. Not sure I follow.
But this was like truly a rice beer. I thought it was very light.
Yeah.
And easy drinking.
It was beer forward.
Yeah.
but the tea was still very much a part of the flavor. There was no caffeine in this beer, which was a note on the menu.
Yeah.
To which I said, why would one have to be told there's no caffeine? And then somebody else at the table said,
tea.
Yeah. But then I was like, but it's not black tea. It's a herbal. And then you were like,
people.
People.
Yeah. Also hibiscus.
Yeah.
And another leaf.
Yeah. What was the other leaf?
I don't know. Leafy.
Yeah.
But I thought it was really refreshing. Another good for people that are a little afraid or hesitant about craft beers or about beers in general.
And if you like that, the flavor of tea, like if you're a tea drinker, I think you might enjoy this.
Mm-hmm. The only comment I would make is that we got to that one. I would drink that ice cold and I would probably down the whole thing.
Yeah, it was. It's an easy drink.
Yeah.
And it was 4.2, so you can do that on a hot summer day.
Sessionable.
What's your line? Everything is sessionable if you have the time.
If you believe in yourself.
If you believe in yourself.
So overall, my impressions of Good Neighbor. We did not check out the bathrooms.
Oh, that's right.
But the interior is cute. It's very plywoody.
We're going to be back.
We're going to go back. They seem like great neighbors.
Yeah. Actually, so they have, like, their logo is like a little piece of fence.
Yeah.
Which
Remember what I said about their logo?
Good neighbors. Good fences make good neighbors.
Good fences make good neighbors.
So the logo is really on point. They had a smoker going on their patio, which meant that the patio was filled with delicious smells.
That could have been coming from the 116 kitchen.
Maybe.
I'm thinking.
Maybe. But if it's always there, I mean, it's just, I'm there for
request
it.
Request a table near the smoking section.
Yeah.
You're welcome for that.
The tree, there was a tree.
Mm-hmm.
So you got a little bit of shade. There were different kinds of seats.
There was some wildlife, including the people on Sherbrooke. There was some popping and locking.
There was singing. Some dancing. There was quite a bit of, we had a show.
Yeah.
We got a good show. My other notes are lovely and knowledgeable server.
Yeah.
And I didn't know that server was the owner. So
there you go.
That's pretty cool.
Shout out to Morgan.
I have are exclamation points and hearts.
Oh, look at that.
All over my notes. Because.
I love how you say patio smells when you mean patio smelled great.
No, it was patio.
Smells.
And if it was smells bad, it would have said smells bad. Right. It did not smell bad.
Overall, a good value, I thought.
Yeah, very good value.
Had a good time.
Really good experience. Good vibe. Oh, do you want to know what people are saying?
Oh, I would love to know. What are people saying about Good Neighbor?
So
let's turn to our internet friends.
It's kind of unfair.
I can't believe that anyone would have a one star.
Okay, so yeah. So no benefit of time.
Sure.
Benefit or detriment. I don't know which here. The lowest review is 4 out of 5 stars.
Oh.
And
what's their lowest? 4 out of 5?
That was their lowest. 4 out of 5. Average 4.5 out of 5. The 4 out of 5 review said, good tasty Czech beer, although a little different than what I had in Czech Republic. I imagine it would be.
Because we're not in the Czech Republic.
It would be nice if they had an outdoor space to enjoy the summer weather. Unfortunately, it's not allowed to bring food in, but the nuts are good, Craig. So the brewery...
Craig sounds like a squirrel.
Yeah.
First of all.
A common squirrel name. The brewery responded that fine guests should return in a week because then they would have approval for their patio. So they didn't have, they couldn't afford, or they couldn't.
But they get the extra point for responding.
They do. They do.
And top review?
Top review, 5 out of 5 stars.
Paige Lloyd.
This is from Ian.
Okay.
A huge thank you to Morgan for making my first, and certainly not last, visit stellar! Checklist.
Like, is that, how is that checklist spelled? Is no, that like?
No. This is I haven't read the checklist. No, it should have been. Checklist. Cute, quaint patio and indoor seating area.
Mm-hmm.
Good company.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing selection.
Mm-hmm.
Indescribable tastings.
Oh.
Great prices, chill music, and this list goes on. I didn't even copy it all.
I feel like he could have taken time to describe them, but sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, good job. Good job to Good Neighbor.
Good job.
And cue the music. No. But short we went
sweet.
On.
Short and sweet.
We continued our journey.
We did.
We headed northwest.
To the airport loop.
Starting with Barnhammer.
I called it the airport loop to somebody, I think, at Barnhammer.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe it was actually Morgan at Good Neighbor who said, oh, is that what it's called?
It is here.
And I said, no, that's, well, I don't know, but that's what we're calling it.
That's what we, it could be part called. Of any loop.
Yeah. It's a central.
Yeah. We crossed the river.
We crossed. Yeah.
One of the rivers. Barnhammer, founded by co-owners Tyler and Sable in 2016.
So they've been around for a bit.
They have. It was the first tap room to open in Winnipeg after those laws changed allowing tap rooms.
Oh, really?
They kind of beat everyone to the punch.
Good for them.
There was a whole group of people scrambling to get their breweries together.
Trying to be the first.
And they got in there.
Good for them.
From their website.
Yeah.
We are self-funded, self-built, and self-reliant. We built this brick and mortar brewery with our own hands and have maintained it as a family-run endeavor with strong ties to our neighborhood, business community, and city.
Cool.
Barnhammerbrewing.ca.
Your check is in the mail.
Your Chizak is in the mail.
No, we didn't have a check beer there.
So, where's Barnhammer located? On Wall Street?
They are.
Just off Portage.
Just north of Portage.
Just north of Portage. Take the first opportunity to park.
Yeah. and then walk.
Save yourself the trouble.
Yeah.
Just park as soon as you turn the corner. On the day that we visited, at the moment we visited, the chiller was out of order.
Yes, the glycol. Yes.
Was not functioning. So they were offering
canned beers.
Canned beers, which were chilled in the refrigerator.
Yeah.
Or if you didn't mind a warmer beer, maybe from England, you're buying a darker beer, you could have had it out at the tap.
Yeah. One of those chocolate caramel coffee beers.
What was our fella? Cody? Corey?
Cam.
Cam.
Our fella was Cam. And Cam, after we told him what we wanted to do, actually made flights for us.
Yeah. We bought 3 cans.
Yeah.
And he created flights.
He did.
For the people.
It was very nice of him.
Shall I say what our flights were?
Please do.
Well, I guess we could run through them.
Yeah.
Should I start with the best?
Do it.
It was the worst.
Vest.
It was a mustard and kraut beer.
Mm-hmm.
Which Cam told us, I guess, made a lot more sense when the hot dog truck was in the parking lot. But we tried it anyways. There was a bit of peer pressure there.
Mm-hmm. Well.
I thought surprisingly good.
Yeah.
It needs a wiener. Like if you had like a bite of a hot dog and a sip of the beer, it would all start to make sense. I was doing like a Hawkins cheesy and a sip of the beer.
And how was that working out for you?
It was delicious.
Yeah, by the way, they had Hawkins cheesies.
Yeah, and so Miss Vicky's chips.
And yeah.
There was a bit of a shout out to Miss Vicky's taking over the city.
Yeah, and Hawkins.
But yeah, I got a little mustard. I got a little sauerkraut. But I really like those flavors to begin with, so I'm okay with a beer being on this side of savory.
Okay, I was like not okay with it. I think I would tend to agree with you that if I had had the hot dog
right
at the same time,
or your palate would have been a little confused.
The verse.
In a good way.
Yeah, because I found the beer, like I found it a little vinegary.
Okay.
Maybe just acidic.
Sure.
Maybe a little bit acidic. Savory beer. I guess I learned when I had a first sip of that, that I don't tend to lean towards savory beers.
Because there have been pickle beers.
Yeah.
People have done like a beer Clamato all-in-a-can situation.
Oh, yeah. So I don't, I'm really glad that we tried it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not something I would get again.
I didn't mind it. I would do it again if I had a wiener. Then we moved on to Core Memory.
Yes.
A cold IPA.
It is Lotus and Sabro. It's a 6.7.
Do you think maybe Sabro is the hop?
What now?
Sabro? Is that the hop?
Oh, perhaps. I have... My comments here are that it was good. There was a good amount of bitterness.
Mm-hmm.
This one was the, I think you already said it, it's a cold IPA?
Yes.
Which is new to me. I don't know what that means.
Do you want to know a little bit about Sabro hops?
Sure.
This may open things up for you. It'll make some sense.
Okay. Is it cold?
It's an aroma hop.
Mm.
Notable for its complexity of fruity and citrus flavors.
Nice.
Imparting distinct tangerine, coconut, tropical fruit, and stone fruit aromas with hints of cedar, mint, and cream.
Interesting.
Yeah. So like a very complex hoppy hop.
I'm too noob to really get all of that, but I really did enjoy that beer.
I thought for an IPA, not too hoppy.
Yeah.
So if you're going to turn your nose up at IPAs because they're like super hoppy, don't worry about it.
Yeah.
It was fine. It was good. And nice package design.
Yeah.
Digging their graphic design.
I really did too.
Our second rice beer of the day was the Rice Krispie Boy.
B-O-I.
That was a rice lager.
Yeah.
And another easy drinker.
It was. I can't find my notes. There it is. Drinkable.
It was drinkable.
4.5.
It was wet.
It was bready.
Did you find it bready?
It was bready.
Okay.
Did you not? Yeah. Cereally?
Sure, cereally.
It was cereally.
I'll give you cereal.
Yeah. Biscuity.
Yes.
These are all the things I had to say. Bready, biscuity, cereally.
And it was like a good rice pudding.
Yeah.
Without the raisins.
It was great.
I liked it. Very refreshing. Yeah. Another one that I would like to slam nice and cold.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get the ABV on that one?
4.5.
See? Sessionable.
Yeah. We had a lot in the fours.
Mm-hmm.
Which is good when you're consuming.
We didn't go crazy into high alcohol or high hoppy.
It's true. Well, we had hoppy.
But we didn't go like super high IBU.
Right. What? What was that face?
Nothing.
Were you double thinking your acronym?
No.
What was the... Did we go high?
No, I was just looking at you because I got it right.
Oh. Well, you know I'm not going to question you.
Barnhammer, also wanted to give them a shout out for being the venue for Project Valentine.
What's that?
This past February.
Tell me.
It was organized by my friend Claudine.
Okay.
Shout out to Claudine at Vincent Design. She...
Shout out to Vincent Design.
I know. Friend of yours.
Yeah.
This is where our worlds collide.
All the shout outs. Shout out to Sean Vincent at Vincent Design.
This is a worlds colliding situation. Claudine, very talented copywriter. For years, she's been organizing Project Valentine.
Okay.
Where she gets together crafty people to make handmade valentines. In the past, we have done it for cancer care.
Oh, cool.
And this year, the Valentines went to Mama Bear Clan.
Oh.
And they also did little feminine hygiene kits.
Nice.
To pass out.
Very nice.
So shout out Barnhammer. Gave us the space.
Did
and
they?
They had oodles of patience.
Oh, good for you guys.
Taken over by paper crafters.
Insufferable.
And I think that's paper where I had crafters. My first Rice Krispie Boy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
This wasn't a first for you.
I'm just saying. I knew it was a sure thing.
Ermagerd. Okay.
stop three.
Nope. We're not done.
Are you sure?
So would you like to know what people are saying?
Tell me what people are saying about Barnhammer.
There was this super long review.
And
paraphrase? I'm not even going to read it. I'm only going to paraphrase.
Was it a good review or a bad review?
No, this is a bad review. This is 1 out of 5.
Oh, crocodiles.
So I'm calling him Burger Boy. So Burger Boy showed up.
Sure.
For Burger Week.
Okay. Oh, Burger Week is a whole other animal.
Well, not only that. This isn't a kitchen.
No.
Like, this is a tap room, right? This
with
is
a food tap truck. Room.
This is a tap room with snacks.
Right.
So
the food Barnhammer, truck would have been serving the
Barnhammer the invited a food truck.
Okay.
So Burger Boy was complaining that he went into the restaurant.
Not understanding that it was not a restaurant.
went into the brewery.
Okay.
Was told he had to go back outside to get a burger. This really upset him.
Mm-hmm.
And then the rest of the kind of lower reviews were mask complaints. So the average rating was actually 4.8 out of 5, which I think, I have not really checked my notes, but I think that might be the highest we have here.
I think any place with a mask complaint, unless the complaint is at the height of the pandemic, no one had to wear masks, we can strike from the record at this point.
Yeah.
Because there were a lot of crazy people out there that were like Google bombing perfectly decent places with low reviews Because they were anti-maskers, anti-vaxxers.
Right.
Anti-fun. Yeah.
So that's why I didn't even record in any of those. I just made note of it. 5 out of 5 stars.
Yes.
This review comes from Anastasia, and I want to say, Anastasia.
That is my nom de plume.
Okay, Anastasia.
Sure.
We have all been here. Nice spot with good beer. The tampons in the bathroom make it a 5 stars for me. Thank you, Barnhammer, for saving my first date and jeans.
Oh, Anastasia.
Thank you for the tamps.
You know what? The Winnipeg Jets should do that during the whiteout.
Quit it.
How hard it is to sit through 3 periods in white pants.
Quit it. At least you're not a Calgary Flames fan who has to sit in a sea of red. Look at us doing callbacks.
Under his eye.
Callbacks to episode 7. Holy smokes.
Episode 7. We were so young back then.
Remember then?
I remember then.
We're like fresh to the world.
So are we ready to move on to OGC?
We are. Let's do it.
One Great City Brewing Company? Yes.
One Great City Brewing Company.
One Great City Brewing Company. We call them OGC because we're very good friends.
Yes.
Founded in, let's say, 2016. What? Ish?
No.
No? You don't think? 2017?
Let's check it.
I'm thinking it's got to be around 2016.
It's always sooner than when I would have been involved.
Yeah. By Tim the lawyer and John the chef.
I didn't know Tim was a lawyer.
Yeah. Didn't you know that?
I didn't know that.
He manages their business operations. And hell of a great guy.
And very visible. Like, I'm not sure I've ever been to OGC without seeing Tim. I usually also see John, but I always see Tim.
Right. Which is why I didn't need to introduce you when we went there this weekend.
As his architect.
Hello, this is your architect. I know. And then you made me sit outside.
So I did. Aw, well, we sat on the patio.
So I guess we've spilled the beans. I think we've talked about this before.
We have.
That you were the architect for the interior space.
That's right.
At One Great City.
I didn't do the interior design.
No.
Worked with a partner for that. But yeah, we did the architecture.
They are a brew pub.
They are.
Which means the beer is brewed on site and they offer foods. A full kitchen producing foods.
Yes.
The restaurant has 135 seats, and it says that there are another 50 on the patio, weather permitting. Did it feel like 50?
No.
No, it felt like less. But they might have more tables.
I think they might have more tables.
That they
tables.
Bring out.
Yeah.
It was kind of unseasonable.
I actually laid that patio out.
Did you?
Yeah. I should know the number of seats. I think we max out at 50.
The restaurant and brewery are separated from each other with over 300 square feet of glass so that customers can see inside the brewery from every seat. Thanks to you.
Yeah.
That was all you were doing.
Well, and thanks to the owners, because this was no small feat.
No.
So making sure that the brew house is visible takes one of two approaches. Either you hire a fire protection engineer to do a very costly analysis.
Mm-hmm.
Or you put all that glass in and you carefully hide the fire shutters that protect the glass in the event of a fire. And they are hidden. They are on the brew house side of the brew house.
So should there be a fire, giant shutters will slowly slam to the floor.
Not slow.
They'll go quick?
Well, it's pretty quick.
That's exciting.
Yeah. No, it tends to then damage them and then you have to get maintenance.
Oh, no.
No, we don't want to trigger the fire shutters.
But in the event of a fire.
In the event of a fire.
Replacing them is the least of your worries.
That's right.
What else can you tell us about the space? It was an existing building.
Yeah. So I think that was like Office Depot?
Envelope.
Yes.
I think it was an Office Depot.
And it was part of an Office Depot.
And there's a bank on the corner, so did you have to kind of work around the bank?
Yeah, so if you notice when you first walk in, you walk down kind of a long, narrow space, and
you go past the gift shop.
You do. And the bulk of the restaurant is kind of at the back of the space, and that's because we're wrapped right around the bank. And
so the bar itself shares a wall with the bank?
Yeah.
Okay.
As does the half booths. As do the half booths.
As do the half booths. every time I've been in there, it's been a hoppin'.
Yeah, it's always, there's always action. There's
action. They got TV screens. They got menu items.
There's a little raised seating area. Yeah.
Yep. Delightful menu items.
Highly recommend the brisket best wings since Korea.
Oh.
And the brisket tacos. The brisket, tacos are really good.
And the Brussels sprouts.
Mm-hmm. And the meatballs.
They do a great fry.
Yes.
And good desserts.
I've never had a dessert there.
Oh, good desserts. And anytime they've done like a burger week burger.
Mm.
Or like a fried chicken week chicken.
Is that always been thing? Enjoyable.
Fried chicken week?
Is there a fried chicken week?
Oh, we got a lot to talk about.
You never take me anywhere. I will note that the patio, so Ness sees a great deal of traffic.
Mm-hmm.
And while you could hear the traffic, you couldn't see it. And that somehow created a nice barrier between the patio and the traffic.
Mm-hmm. We couldn't hear it as much as if it had been just like wide open to the world.
Oh yeah, no, it was unoffensive. Like it was noticeable, but it wasn't interrupting.
Right. Also dog friendly. There were some giant pups on the patio.
There were.
On Saturday.
Beautiful dogs.
We did a flight.
We did.
We did some brisket tacos.
Yes.
Because it was a good time to get some food into our
sassy faces. Time. Yeah.
We did a flight starting with Monkey Trail.
Yep.
Which you like because of the name.
Mm-hmm. Well, I also like it because it's an excellent beer.
Yes.
It's an IPA.
The only tasting note I have for Monkey Trail is beer.
Really?
It's just a straightforward, yeah. It's an IPA. There's nothing wrong with it.
It's a refreshing summer beer.
It is.
And yeah, delicious.
It's a go-to.
Yeah.
I really liked Lola.
Lola was good. It was fruity, but it wasn't overly fruity. At 5%, it was also very refreshing.
It wasn't sweet.
No.
Which is, it had fruitiness, but it wasn't like a cooler.
Or a rattler or something. Yeah. Yeah.
Do we know what fruit that was? It was a red fruit.
I don't know, but it looked really delicious.
It was delicious. It was a nice color.
Yeah.
A nice ruby color.
Yeah. I want you to go to the Flamingo Crossing next.
Very enjoyable. I also thought Lola could be used in a beer cocktail if you wanted to be so creative.
I'm not familiar enough with beer cocktails. It's not something I've really, other than dropping a ounce of gin into a Moosehead Rattler, I've never done it. So
you want me to talk about Flamingo?
Yeah, I want you to go to Flamingo Crossing next.
I loved Flamingo Crossing.
Did you?
Yeah. So it's a flamingo-themed beer.
Mm-hmm.
Brewed in honor of the people of Transcona.
What?
I believe. Was really? It not? Well, Tim was saying that it's picking up great steam in Transcona.
Well, that doesn't mean it was brewed in their honor.
I'm going to look it up.
Interesting.
I'm looking it up. I'm going to tell you.
I'm drinking Ayarritos.
Flamingo Crossing Fruited Sour. A toast to Transcona's pink obsession.
I didn't know Transcona had a pink obsession.
They're obsessed with flamingos.
Really?
Are you new here?
I don't go there.
Well, renew your passport. Go to Transcona.
My passport is legendary good,
for its pink flamingos.
What? I didn't know this.
Inspired by the legendary fondness of Transcona residents for pink flamingo lawn ornaments, this fruited sour is a delightful homage to their flamboyant friends. With the vibrant fusion of passion fruit, guava again, and prickly pear, Flamingo Crossing will transport your taste buds to a tropical paradise. And that they did. That was me just editorializing at the end there.
Mm-hmm, yep.
You did not enjoy, but you don't enjoy a sour.
I'm not a fan of a sour. This is 5.75.
Holy 5.75?
Yeah.
Whew, she packs the punch.
She's boozy.
You're not coming back from Transcona.
No.
What were you going to say about that?
Yeah. Is that a thing? Am I going to get hate mail about not knowing about Transcona?
This is actually worse than the Hunky Bell thing.
This is worse than the Hunky Bell thing
because there are toddlers that know about the Transcona Flamingo connection.
Oh, my God. Okay, well, yeah. For the record, young Rebecca doesn't know about it either. So Brandon
She's
and
from
I...
Brandon.
Brandon and I know not of this.
Did we mention it was a fruity sour? My tasting notes were yum. I liked it. It was cloudy as heck. Couldn't see through it.
My tasting notes were, if you don't have anything nice to say, say black. Black.
It's the beer style.
It's just not my thing. It's just not my thing. If you love a sour, by all accounts, by your account, you're going to like it.
If you want like a fruity, tropical sour that you can stand something up in, that's the one for you.
If you're a fan of guava and prickly pear.
And passion fruit. Was that not the second prickly pear situation we had that day?
Oh.
What was the other prickly pear?
I don't know, but I do remember that being a topic of conversation. I can't
remember why. Holly got a drink. Remember she got...
Yeah.
A Pellegrino drink that was flavored with prickly pear. I didn't know that was a thing either.
It was not called prickly pear, though.
No, it was called something to India.
Mm-hmm.
Pinecone of...
This is uninteresting. This is very uninteresting.
Yeah, we're not going to talk about this.
Yeah, all right. Can I tell a listener about Rearview Mirror?
Rearview was a surprise... delight. Came out of nowhere.
It came right out of the rear view mirror. The beer we're talking about is Rear View Mirror Spruce Tip IPA.
Spruce Tip, you say?
This is the second time I've had a Spruce Tip.
I would 100%. I would never order a Spruce Tip beer on my own.
I would, and I'd bathe in it.
It was good. It was sprucey.
It was so sprucey.
But not too sprucey. Some might say. Just the tips. it had an evergreen smack across the face, but not so much that you felt like it was like the little tree hanging in your car.
Well, and it wasn't.
I just got the name.
Why?
Because you hang the little tree off your rearview mirror.
Oh. Oh. I'm so glad one of us got that. That's brilliant. Okay, so it was spruce forward.
It was spruce forward. It had a hint of menthol, according to the tasting notes.
It did. It wasn't just according to the tasting notes.
It did. It was really refreshing.
And it was complex.
It was bracing.
It was lots of flavors.
It was masculine, I would say.
Oh, really?
I didn't think it... Well, compared to Lola.
Lola and Spruce Tip would contrast one another nicely.
Right? They would. They were good to have on a flight together.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Good flight mates.
Yeah.
OGCBrewingCo.com.
Ooh.
For more information.
Yeah.
And watch their social media because they took their Detroit-style pizza off the menu.
Yeah.
This past year, but they bring it back for specials.
And you know what we did? We had the brisket tacos.
Yes.
It came with three.
Which is a difficult sharesy.
We were sharing. I
could have eaten three.
We should have gotten another order. I came away from that dish wanting more.
Yeah. We were going to try the ribs too and we didn't.
That's what we should have done.
We could go back.
Okay.
We're always welcome at One Great City.
We are.
Hey, Paige.
Yeah?
What are people saying?
You'd like to know, would you? God, I sound like a dank. So average 4.6 out of 5. 1 out of 5 stars. The bitter was really disappointing. The ale was slightly better. Beer soup was tasty, as were the meatball appetizers. My server forgot to tell me there was a sampler selection of their brewed products. It's a very pleasing atmosphere, and except for the above, the service was excellent. So
somebody's dad wrote this.
This was Dennis. So Dennis, so he says, except for the above...
Except for not knowing about the taster flight.
The service was excellent.
Right.
So I guess someone should have told Dennis about bitters. Because you definitely don't want to walk into a bitter without any knowledge of what you're about to do.
Some bitters are better than others. And Dennis sounds a little bitter about the bitter.
He sounds a little bitter. And, but like all in all, that sounds like a 4 out of 5 or a 3 out of 5 review. That was a 1 out of 5. Star review.
The meatballs alone are a 5 out of 5.
I agree.
Deduct half a point for not knowing how to read a menu.
And is the flight info not on the menu?
I'm sure it's on the menu.
Yeah. Also, like it feels like it's kind of a thing, and I don't know if that's just because we've done it a lot, but that
flights are a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty much everywhere we went, a flight was a thing.
Yeah.
And also, we were on the airport loop, where flights are always a thing. No.
That's where we're going to get the name for this one.
What?
Wherein we take flights.
Part two?
Yeah.
No, we can't.
Brewery Tour 2.
It already has a name.
Brewery Tour 2. 5 out of 5 stars.
Did Great. I write this one?
Yeah, I think so. Well, unless your pen name is Steven.
Well.
But I wouldn't be shocked. Great beer, great food, great service, great atmosphere. Nothing bad to say.
He thought it was great. 5 out of 5.
I looked for somebody raving about the architecture.
For some reason, your dad hadn't posted yet.
For some reason, people only comment on the food and the beer.
I think there is a shout out in the FAQ if you visit OGCbrewing.com.
Is there really?
Well, no, it just said that they didn't do it themselves, so you must have.
Oh.
Just a process of elimination. Apparently, there is a good FAQ, and apparently a lot of people have asked, did you do all this yourself? And they said, well, no, mostly we hired professionals.
Actually, you know what?
But they did all the furniture building.
Yeah, they did so much themselves.
That place was a labor of love.
It sure was.
And it was under construction for a long time. I think that they were part of that initial group.
Mm.
Because they were all planning and doing all at the same time. But I think because they were building such a large space from scratch, that their opening date was kind of behind.
Well, and what my hesitation was that I know when my involvement was, but the fact of the matter is most of these breweries are brewing long before they get their space. So
yes.
Yeah.
I'm not sure which part of the set you're questioning.
None. I'm agreeing with you.
Oh, okay, yeah.
All right, so that's all I've got for OGC. Well, and by that's all I've got, I mean, I enjoy it. I love it. I've never had a bad experience there.
10 out of 10.
Yeah.
We love them.
Yeah.
Half Pints Brewing Company.
Yes.
Was the next spot on our tour. Born, not founded, but born in the summer of 2006.
Oh, wow.
Making it one of the OGs on the Winnipeg brewing scene.
Holy smokes.
Did you know they were that old?
No.
They have been there doing their thing since 2006.
In that location?
I think in that location. But
wow.
Because tap rooms were not allowed,
yeah.
Their tap room opened after that law changed.
Ah.
So the only way you could really get Half Pints beer, I think, was out in the world.
What do you mean?
Well, you could purchase it at beer stores. And
oh, it was canned and
bottled.
Bottled? It was bottled?
Bottled.
Cool.
Half Pints.
Half Pints.
I'm going to say that they are one of the most well-known names in local beer.
Yeah, I would say so.
And I think it's that longevity. And also because they have been out in restaurants and beer stores for so long.
Yeah.
And they didn't get swallowed up by that kind of glut of new breweries.
Mm.
Like, you knew the name, you remembered the name.
Yeah. And it's a great name.
It's a great name, Half Pints.
Yeah.
Perhaps you've heard of some of their core pours, we're going to call them. Half Pints Stir Stick Stout.
Yes.
Little Scrapper IPA.
Yeah.
Bulldog Amber.
Yeah.
And St. James Pale Ale.
Side note about Bulldog Amber.
Yeah.
Wasn't it the one that was used in the Smack Dab Mustard?
Could be.
The Chipotle... The beer Chipotle mustard that Smack Dab did?
I'm thinking so.
Yeah, I think it's that one.
I think Stir Stick Stout has shown up in various food products as well.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's what being OG gets you.
So when we were in the tap room, you met Dave.
I did.
Do you know who Dave is?
Well, I didn't until you told me that he's the owner.
Owner and founder, Dave Rudge.
What do you know?
Well, I knew that.
Well, what didn't I know that?
Their tap room is, compared to some of the other tap rooms, on the smaller side.
Yeah.
But cozy, comfortable.
And cool, like,
and cool
details. And props for pinball.
They got music and games and seating.
And sofas and...
And all
pipe
the things.
Artwork. And
yeah. It's bike friendly.
And the chairs that hold your... Beer.
Beer chairs.
Beer holding chairs.
Beer holding chairs. In the tap room, you can go and sample their seasonals. Staff Series beers.
Yeah.
Which I don't know if they're still doing, but they were doing.
I didn't see that.
And then a range of styles for every taste. And by every taste, we mean every taste.
They had choices.
They had choices. And if you happen to be there, I'm sure all of their employees are well-versed, but if you happen to be there when Dave is behind the counter...
Oh, you get all the details.
He gives you all the details, and he is a wealth of information. Halfpintsbrewing.com is where you can find their information. So we did a flight.
Yes. Where do you want to start?
I want to start at Raf's.
Would you like to start with some alliteration?
I want to start... Yeah, give us Raf's alliteration.
Raf's Radical Red Eye.
Do you want to try that again?
Raf's Radical Red Rye.
Yes. An Irish red ale.
Not to be confused with red eye.
No. But if you have too many, I swear you will wake up with red eyes.
5%.
Smooth.
A little sour.
Smooth drinking. You thought it was sour?
Just a little-ish. Just sour-ish.
Is that the rye? I think that was the rye.
Maybe. I don't know. I can't spot a thing.
I didn't get any sour off of it.
No?
No.
Oh, okay.
We have very different palates.
I was also 4 breweries into a 5 brewery tour. My notes are becoming sparse.
I thought that one had a pleasant color.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it did.
And it was smooth drinking.
Yeah.
I would have that one again.
Yeah.
Little scrapper.
I really enjoyed it till I got punched.
Did you get punched?
Then I enjoyed the next sip until I got punched again. This beer makes Roy punchy.
It makes me punchy. I was punching you.
You were punching me.
Actually, it was every time I took a sip, I'd punch you.
You were punching me in the fleshy part of my arm. You were Charlie horsing.
Which is her whole arm.
Jerk. You were like Charlie horsing me. You were actually punching in both directions. Who else were you punching?
I gave you the left right.
No, because I wasn't the only one getting punched. Was poor Holly getting punched?
I gave you so many rights, you were begging for a left.
God. Anyway, the little scrapper is so good if you like an IPA.
Yeah, and it's like one of the original IPAs on the Winnipeg scene.
It's delicious. It's hoppy.
It's probably everybody's first IPA.
6%.
After, you know, like an Alexander Keith.
No.
Kidding.
No. But kidding. Speaking of which,
yes.
Did you happen to notice what the water tap was called?
Bud Light?
Yeah.
Apropos.
And Dave offered us a little bit of
Little water. Scrapper, she's hoppy.
She's hoppy.
And have more than one and you'll be fighting.
Or you know, you don't have to resort to violence.
I woke up and chose violence.
She woke up, drank a little scrapper and chose violence.
Do we want to talk about Wild Ride?
Well, we have to.
Wild Ride is a lambic style beer.
It's not just called Wild Ride.
No, it's called Dave and...
No, Jan and Dave's.
Jan and Dave's Wild Ride. So named because Dave had envisioned kind of a Thelma and Louise scenario on the label.
Yeah.
But that hasn't happened yet.
No. It's still in the concept stages.
The beer is a Wild Ride. The lambic style is not for everyone. It's funky.
These aren't the words I used.
Well, it's a funky, it's like got a wild sort of natural fermentation.
They open just, air.
Yeah, they leave it to whatever's floating around to ferment it.
Yeah.
Which is also how sourdough gets going.
As a point of reference.
My tasting notes, a big fat question mark. I had no idea what was happening in my mouth.
So I'm going to explain what happened to me.
It was a wild ride.
As I brought the glass to my face, I smelled paint thinner. As I took a sip, the first thing that came to mind was shit show.
Uh-huh.
It finishes with a hint of banana bread and old socks.
Okay. I got barn.
Yep.
Like marinade.
What?
Like something you might marinate meat in.
I don't marinate meat in paint thinner. Dave warned us.
He fully warned us we would not like it.
Yeah. He said, this is not a sip on the patio in the summer beer.
You know what Dave is not?
What?
A people pleaser. He made this beer because he likes it.
And he had a very
Jan likes it.
Yeah, he had a very specific intent.
Uh-huh.
And so my, I mean, who cares about my opinion? But I will not drink that again. In fact, I don't think I had more than two sips. I couldn't. No,
I had a couple sips. I'm still puzzled by this. This is what I expected the sauerkraut mustard beer to taste like.
Oh.
It was wild. But I'm glad that we tasted it.
I'm really glad we tasted it.
And of the, I don't know how many, more than a dozen beers they had up there, someone's going to walk in there and love the heck out of that lambic. Right?
I hope they know what they're getting themselves into.
Well, Dave will tell them.
Like, I hope somebody doesn't go in and grab, like, a random assortment of cans, and it winds up in a cooler somewhere, and some poor person...
Someone's going to go, this is off.
Grabs, yeah. It's like, something's whoa! Something's
happened to this.
Yeah. Yeah. it's not for me. That one's not for me. But...
Bikey saved the day. As Bikey always saves the day.
You see, Dave put... Dave put Jan and Dave's Wild Ride at the end of our tasting experience, and we had to do a little swaparoo.
We did a swaparoo so that we would leave happy, I believe we told him.
Yes, and we didn't even know, like, we didn't exactly know what we were going to think of that Wild Ride. So, Watermelon Bikey.
Bikey McBike Face is one of our summer favorites, and has been our summer favorite for I don't know how many years.
I recall... Did we bike to Half Pints?
Maybe.
So
Bikey is a Rattler.
Bikey McBike Face.
Yep.
And this was Watermelon Bikey.
Yeah, so it seems like every year they put out kind of a variation on Bikey. I feel like there was a Peach Bikey at one point.
Yeah, something. Yeah.
Maybe. Fucking love Bikey.
It is the perfect summer sippin' on the deck.
Sessionable.
Oh, this was the... So I have a quote for this.
Yes.
From my friend Buck.
Okay.
Shout out to Buck. Perfect summer sipping on the deck, looking at people with beards.
Yeah.
Couldn't agree more.
Beards and bikes. So I would say a Rattler is one of my favorite summer beers. Yes. Hands down.
It's so easy to enjoy.
And I love citrus.
Mm-hmm.
I love fruit juices.
Mm-hmm.
I love beers. I would make my own Rattler if a Rattler wasn't on the menu. Just oh, in fact,
what?
I think Clementine used to give you the
no.
They used to have a DIY Rattler really? On the menu. Yeah,
cool.
Now that I'm thinking of it,
with their citrus juices,
with their juices.
Okay.
So yeah, shout out to Half Pints for offering a Rattler at just the right time.
They sure did.
But Bikey McBikeface, the original Bikey, I would grab that if you see it out there because it's so refreshing. It's good mom beer.
Yeah.
Good beer for the moms.
It's delightful. I mean, like, if you don't like beer, you might even like a Rattler.
That's right. Hey, Paige.
Yeah?
What are people saying about Half Pints?
I just happened to know.
I'm glad you looked this up.
There are only 2 1-star reviews.
Uh-huh.
And they're both kind of like, I'm not going to read them.
Because they're just mean?
Oh, yeah, a little bit. 5 out of 5 stars. Second best stout in the world. Terry.
Good job.
I wonder how many stars you get for the best stout in the world. But anyway. Yeah. That's it, sorry.
That was your 5-star review?
Best stout in the world from Terry.
That is a glowing recommendation.
5 out of 5 stars.
We moved on to Torque, possibly the closest to the airport.
I would like to submit something to you.
Oh, boy. Is this your Years of Beers card?
It is.
Well, that's actually... So you were part of the Founders Club, the Years of Beers.
Yes.
Which means that before Torque even... And you're number 3.
I'm number 3. I asked for number 1. I received a... You're going to get what you get.
A letter.
And a card number 3.
Well, that's okay, too.
I am a card-carrying Founders Club member.
Of Years of Beers.
Of Years of Beers at Torque. You know what that gets me?
Beer.
Way too much beer.
Way too much beer. More beer than you will ever drink.
Way too much beer. 100 liters of beer a year.
And a discount off merch.
For 10 years. I didn't know how much 100 liters of beer a year was until I quickly fell behind.
Yeah. And just please, anyone, take the beer.
It can go in cans, kegs, or growlers, or howlers.
Straight into your gob.
No. Well, I can't take it. I can't consume my years of beer's beer at the tap room.
Oh.
I have to take it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Consume it in the parking lot.
Are we there yet? it also afforded me some kind of cool stuff.
So Torque,
yep.
The closest brewery to the airport on our airport loop.
Yes.
They opened in August of 2016, which is when they sent their first... On the website, it says canned beers out to the masses.
Yeah.
I know that it was the end of August 2016 when they sent out their first kegs.
But who's mincing months?
I'm just saying. the large tap room has been open for nearly as long.
Yeah.
And that one was another labor of love.
Yes.
A lot of the work on the inside was done by the owners.
Yeah.
Fun fact.
Tell me.
The wood that covers the front of the bar.
Mm.
Was the wood that a lot of their equipment had been packed in.
That's so cool.
They took apart the crates and then used it to face the bar.
And put some mesh in front.
They put some mesh in front. They have some pallet lighting clouds on the ceiling.
Yeah.
They have some live edge tables from Wood Anchor.
Yes.
Quite an eclectic space.
It is.
Lots of merch for sale.
Tons of merch. I actually bought a t-shirt same day.
Every time we go, we buy merch.
It's kind of true.
I wore my Hazy Whaler sweatshirt today. The taproom features a large selection of small batch and seasonal beers and a wide selection of merch, as I mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
Torque has won national and international awards for their core pours.
That's cool.
Redline has won 4 awards. And Woody Belgian won gold at the 2019 Canadian Beer Awards.
I'm not a fan of a Belgian beer, but good for them.
Because it tastes like banana and clove.
No, that's not why.
Oh, that's why I don't like it.
Banan.
So we did a flight.
Yes.
Of 4 beers.
We did.
Our chauffeur had completely exhausted her appetite for soda.
She could not drink.
She abstained from...
Yeah.
They do have non-alcoholic soda offerings.
Yeah.
They also have slush this year.
Yes, and they'll mix the slush with beer.
They can mix the slush with beer, or you could have it straight up. But why would you do that?
And what was the beer slushy called? Because it was...
Beer puppy.
Beer puppies. That's right.
Beer puppies. That's awesome. I think they also do some beer cocktails, but we did not investigate.
Again, I feel like maybe you need to introduce me to beer cocktails as a thing.
Yeah. OGC used to do some good beer cocktails.
I've seen their advertising for some of them.
Yeah, they had one good that I really liked.
Yeah.
I would say out of all the places we went,
yeah,
we interacted with the staff the least at Torque.
Agreed.
But they also had a bit of a private party going on there.
Yeah, there was a lot happening at the time.
There was a lot happening.
And they were really kind of involved with the event.
Yes. That's fine. It is what it is.
It is what it is. I will also mention that as I walked in, I jokingly mentioned 4 beers, none of which I actually wanted to try, as being my choices for the flight that day.
And that's what I picked.
And that's what she picked.
So we really had a mixed bag of someone's joke beers.
It was a joke beer list.
We did Bellhop. Which was a vanilla bourbon porter. I didn't mind it.
It was very smooth.
It was desserty.
It was chocolatey.
Yeah, it had a strong vanilla flavor.
Very strong vanilla flavor. 4.8.
It was not... I always refer to like very alcoholic beers as hot.
Yeah. Oh,
it
really?
Was not hot to me. Because it was a lower alcohol.
Okay. I didn't, yeah. You don't register.
Something that's really boozy, like really kind of hits me as like a...
Yeah.
That hot. One was just... Okay. I would do that as an after dinner beer.
Oh, I wouldn't drink that normally.
No.
But it was nice for tasting.
Yeah, it was okay. It was desserty. Comet Dip.
Comet Dip Pale Ale.
Summery.
Grapefruity.
Easy drinking.
5.6.
It was okay.
We're also pretty hosed by this
point. We're pretty hosed. Can't even read my own writing.
My notes are getting more and more sparse as we go along here.
We were really confused about the pronunciation of the next one.
No, I wasn't.
Flogger?
Yeah, flogger.
It's a lager with flavor.
Yeah.
But what was the flavor?
Don't know.
We don't know. That's it tasted like a lager with something.
Flavor.
And we could not put our finger on the something.
5.5.
A pineapple Jeff.
Hefeweizen.
A pineapple Hefeweizen. I thought that one had a light banana and clove flavor. And a little bit of pineapple. It had that Belgian yeast flavor, which is that banana bread clove.
So you're describing it as banana bread clove. I'm not going to describe it with the adjective I would normally do in impolite company. It's tough. It's a tough one for me.
You didn't like? If you don't like the banana.
It's also sour. That one was sour, yeah?
No.
No?
No.
I'm just making that up?
Yep.
Am I just using the word sour every time I don't like a beer?
Yep.
Okay.
It's the face you make was decidedly sour.
Would you like to know what people are saying?
I would like to know what people are saying.
Torque has an average 4.8 out of 5 stars.
Okay.
There aren't many 1 stars. And even the 1 stars that are there have responses from the brewery.
Oh, that's nice.
So props for that. 5 out of 5 stars. Fantastic brewery with one delectable option after the next. Too busy enjoying to take pictures. That's from Frank.
That was a 1 star?
No, that was 5 out of 5.
Oh, okay.
I didn't bring any 1s.
Frank seemed happy.
Yeah, Frank was happy. And that's all I've got for you.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I'll also say that was the first time I was at Torque and didn't know anyone that was working there.
Oh, really?
But I think we were, because it was like it was a Saturday afternoon.
Yeah.
Because I do know the peeps.
Yeah.
I know the Torque peeps.
Didn't see anyone.
No.
That we knew.
I think they were all out fishing.
They were all out doing.
So shout out to all the people from Torque that I know and love that weren't there.
Yes.
Did I mention torquebrewing.beer?
Isn't that cool?
That's so cool. Anyone could do that.
Why don't more of them do the dot beer?
I don't know.
Did you know that you can visit Arcad at arcad.design?
No.
Well, you can.
Doesn't make it right. Did you know that you can see photos from our adventures on our socials at Made From Pod?
I do know.
And what more, did you know that you could tune into the YouTubes?
Yes.
And listen to this episode with captions and photos.
In time.
Well, that's implied.
Oh.
Top load it with photos and make you stare at a blank screen for the whole thing.
And the YouTube channel's really starting to take off.
Is it?
We got comments.
Comments on our YouTubes?
Yeah.
I better.
Well, we got a comment.
Oh.
Nice conversation.
Oh, that's nice of Bev to comment.
It wasn't Bev. Oh.
It's nice of young Rebecca's mom to comment. We love listener.
Yep.
So yeah, that was it. That was our second brewery tour. We have another one in the books.
Yes.
Coming up in the books? No.
On the books.
We have another one on our agendas.
And it's going to be like a downtown core area?
This is going to be like an exchange district crawl.
Yes.
We're literally going to crawl.
Yeah.
We're going to try to do this one on foot.
No.
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 She made a face.
Did you see how long it took me to answer that?
It did. It took you a while.
That's because I was still trying to come up with a better name for this episode than Brewery 2.
We're going to visit the Nonsuch Brewery.
Yes.
Nonsuch Brewing Co. We're going to go to LBJ.
Yes.
Where else are we going to go?
We're going to pop into Patent 5, which is not a brewery, but a distillery.
Maybe we'll head over to the Forks.
We
have
to.
Grab a flight from the Common.
Yeah, we have to, for sure.
And if we've left anyone out, we'll figure out who it is before we...
Yep. Well, we've already named what?
4.
We only need one more.
3.
Submit your ideas.
Maybe we'll have to make a trip up to Oxus to round things out.
Oh, we could do it.
We could do it. And there's some breweries around town that don't have their own tap rooms. So maybe we'll just do an in-studio testing.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Okay.
Testing? An in-studio tasting. We'll bring in some beers.
We'll make Arcad a tasting room.
Oh, it'd be like Pocky.
Oh,
but
no.
With beer.
You should have seen her face.
The episode that never ended. Cue the music. Do, 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 do.